18 minutes past 7, we continue with the day's top business news here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb. But now we focus on the latest CPI data. According to figures by Statistics South Africa, inflation moderated to 6.1% in March from 6.3% recorded the previous month. Senior industry leader at F&B, Jason Musket, joins us on the line now for this conversation. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, Tabisan.
Jason, talk us through the March CPI data. What is entailed there?
Well, the number came out at 6.1% year-on-year, certainly better than market expectations. And if you look deeper into the data, it reflects that there's extremely weak demand from the domestic economy. We've been quite encouraged by what we've seen with food inflation, which has come down from 10% to 8.7% year-on-year. And if you look at what's happened with bread and cereal, it's come down from 12.8% to 8.5%. And that's basically a reflection of what's happened with the cessation of the drought, as well as a stronger rand-dollar exchange rate compared to the same time last year.
You indicate that it is better than expected. What did the market expect then?
The market is sort of expecting 6.2, 6.3, more or less flat. But all indications now, especially when we look at PPI, is that inflation is going to start dipping below the target band of 6% within probably the next month or two. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we'll be in for any interest rate cuts.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. What exactly does it mean then, this unexpected improvement for the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee on its next decision on rates? And how do these figures impact the long-term view on interest rates?
Well, I think it's important to note that the rand is still stronger relative to where it was last year. The rand has been remarkably strong in the face of the turmoil that the markets have been facing at the moment. But it's important to note that our current account deficit is much better off than it was at the same time last year. The trouble, however, is that there's a lot of uncertainty going forward, and that might give the Reserve Bank pause to hold interest rates.
Now talk to us about food inflation.
Food inflation came down quite nicely. We saw overall food inflation came down to 8.7% from 10%. We saw a major decrease in bread and cereals, and that's on the back of the drought having eased and also the rand-dollar exchange rate better. The problem, however, is meat inflation, which remains at 9.9%, same as last month, and that suggests that it's going to be a slower easing going into the months coming.
Going forward, is CPI expected to continue on this trend?
Yeah, absolutely. Barring any unforeseen instances of rand turmoil, we should see the CPI index start to come down further. Our forecasts, however, are that the CPI index will only come down to around mid 5.5s, and that still prevents in our opinion, the Reserve Bank from lowering interest rates any further. In fact, our forecast is that rates are to remain steady going forward throughout this year. So good news for us as consumers that rates will increase, but we aren't expected to get any relief from rate decreases.
Thank you so much for your time. Senior industry leader at F&B, Jason Musket, talking us through the latest CPI data by Stats SA here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb.